Good morning. I'm Nicola Gelarmino. Welcome to the Inside BS Show Live. With me this morning is Dave Lorenzo, the godfather of growth. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Nicola, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. So I'm watching the NBA finals, as most of you have been, and all the playoffs leading up to the finals. And I don't recall which one of them, but I caught that there were some folks sitting courtside wearing very oversized shoes. My immediate reaction was, are they mascots and they don't have the rest of the costume on? And I come to find out that no, this is some sort of trendy shoe. So I thought to myself, that's interesting. And now that I have you on the show, Dave, I would love to hear what is the most ridiculous thing you've worn, whether it is a costume or it is a trendy shoe or other article of clothing.
Oh my gosh, the most ridiculous thing I've worn. Let me think, because, you know, I actually put on a suit of armor one time for a presentation. And I, you know, it was not the best choice, but as you know, once I get into something, I'm really committed, and I kept like trying to, I speak with my hands a lot. I kept trying to wave my arms, and it just ended up being more like a very stiff, and then I had to keep flipping the little eye thing up because it kept, I would move my head and it would slam down, and every time it slammed down, my whole neck would jerk down. So the suit of armor was pretty bad. We, pre-pandemic, my family, my wife and kids and I would throw a huge Halloween party here at the house. I mean, we'd move the furniture out of the first floor of the house and put it in storage like a couple of days before. We'd put a tent up over the pool. We'd have a DJ inside, a DJ outside. We'd have valet parkers so people wouldn't park on the neighbor's lawn. And we used to have to wear some pretty ridiculous costumes. Like I had a Gomez Adams from the Adams Family costume. And, you know, because I wasn't, although I could grow a mustache quite quickly, being of Italian descent, that's just the way it is. I didn't grow the mustache fast enough. So we had to like pencil it in with mascara. And like the whole night, every time I would sweat, it would like drip down. So the mustache became like Gomez Adams, the sad clown. It was like dripping down, you know. So I've worn some pretty crazy, outrageous costumes. I'm not a big hat person. I don't particularly like, I'll wear a baseball cap, but I'm not really a big, like we went to Texas one time and then again in Denver, and somebody tried to get me to put on a cowboy hat, and I put it on and I felt stupid. I do have a picture of myself and my kids in sombreros. That is a pretty cool picture. So I don't know. I guess I'd have to go with the suit of armor. What's the most ridiculous thing you've worn, Nicola?
I knew that was coming right back to me, Dave. So when I was younger, I would babysit for, you know, some money on the side. I had this couple with two young children that absolutely I adored. I used to spend a lot of time with them. I got to know them well. And so that sort of turned into, well, there's a birthday party coming up. They have a bounce house. Can you just come and hang out with the kids? Yeah, keep an eye on them. And so I would do those favors for them. And really, I enjoyed hanging out with the kids. They were a lot of fun. And so eventually the ask came for me to wear a costume at one of these events. And of course it was Easter. And so they said, here's what we'd like you to do. We would like you to dress up as the Easter bunny and go to this Easter egg hunt. Right. At a church. I couldn't say no. I was in a position where I could not say no.
Did you draw on the little whiskers?
No, the kids could not. Oh no. It was a full suit with the hat that went over the head. And it's got all the fur. Oh, it was the full suit. So I put this thing on and I'm walking around, and it didn't take long before one of those two cute little kids started looking close at the bunny's eyes and asking questions about who the Easter bunny was. So I had to make a swift exit to the kitchen so they would hopefully forget about it.
I thought that was going in a different direction completely. Thank God.
I don't want to know what direction you thought that was going.
Yeah, no, forget it. I dressed as, when my cousins were little, I dressed as Santa. And I was, like, now I could almost pull it off with very little padding. But back then I was quite thin and it was a problem. It was difficult. Like, the voice was okay, but the belly didn't turn at the same rate that I turned. So I would turn and the belly would follow like after, because it's like a strap thing. I almost said something there that I didn't want to say. It's like a thing that straps and you would move around and the belly kind of lagged behind. So it wasn't working. I you know, when you say big, ridiculous shoes, I'm gonna have to go back. I watched part of the game last night, but I didn't see that. When you say big, ridiculous shoes, the first thing I think of is like a clown. And for me, I'm not a huge fan of clowns. My son, when he was younger, had this crazy, ridiculous fear of clowns. And we had, I think it was like his fourth birthday party, or his, no, he had friends in kindergarten. So it must've been fifth or sixth birthday party when he was 5 or 6 years old. We had it at Chuck E. Cheese, and Chucky's not a clown. He's like a cat or something, right? I don't know. Anyway, Chucky comes out, right? And my kid goes screaming and he flies to the front door, and they have a guy who's actually like a kid at the front door, like a teenager, so the kids don't get out. My kid was so fast, he blew by that guy into the street. And my father, I mean, this is like 10 years ago, my father actually, you know, I see my father running and I'm like, where's he going? And my wife is like, Nick is running. And there's my son, goes by the window, because these things are all in shopping centers, running by the window in the I don't know where he was going, but he was tearing up the street. This total fear, absolute fear of like clowns and characters and everything associated with that. There's a guy who I know, who's in he's in the same networking organization that you and I are part of, but he's in a different city. This guy has an irrational fear of street mimes. He is deathly afraid of, now I don't like street mimes. And whenever I would ride the subway in New York City, like at the Times Square station where you get out, there'd be this annoying pain in the ass street mime who would come up and like get right in people's faces. And like every couple of weeks, somebody would like, you know, get arrested because they'd knock the street mime unconscious because he's just so absolutely obnoxious and annoying. So look, I wouldn't dress as a street mime. If, you know, if my kids wanted me to, I'd probably dress as a clown, but you know, not a big fan, not really crazy about it. So the rabbit costume, is that, let me ask you this question. Is that the only time you've ever worn a bunny costume?
Yes. Do you know me well enough to tell when I'm lying yet? No. That is a truthful answer.
Oh, that's the best.
All right. Dave, it's been great. Thank you for those of you who have tuned in. This is Inside BS Live. I'm Nicola Gelamino. And you are?
I'm Dave Lorenzo.
And we'll see you next week.